Appendix B, Defensive Urban Operations Vignette. This example vignette is intended to provide commanders and staffs a broad entry point into visualizing planning considerations for the operations process in an urban defensive large-scale combat situation against a near-peer or regional adversary. It approaches a feasible urban operation problem from the perspective of a commander giving guidance and a concept sketch, but beginning task organization is not prescribed. Understand that as the operation develops, all forms of offensive and defensive maneuver will likely be fluidly used as the primarily defensive mission, enemy forms of maneuver, friendly priorities of effort, and task organization may change. Core. As Core 1 continues to consolidate gains in preparing our area defense in depth, Core 2 to the north of River Q will conduct a mobile defense to retain control of the peninsula in Country X. We will continue to prepare and shape for our division deep operations with our attached general support field artillery and aviation brigades, servicing targets in conjunction with the joint targeting cycle. Our divisions will continue to retain terrain in the towns, deny enemy key city infrastructure in area and provincial cities until additional follow-on United States and partner forces can arrive to bolster our field army and transition back to offense. We will use prepared battalion and brigade battle positions and developed engagement areas outside of the city to prevent collateral damage. But one of our two COA options needs to consider what battalion and company secondary perimeter defenses inside of cities will entail. While we can accept risk in potentially retrograding from the smaller towns, we cannot afford to lose the area and provincial cities' key transportation infrastructure, as these are essential to receiving follow-on forces and supplies, as well as distributing sustainment through the AO. Our defense must give adequate attention to preparing main battle areas through effective core and division deep area targeting. Units should also retain sufficient mobile reserves to counter envelopments, and if defending encircled, use economy of force measures and terrain to effect a breakout. We can mitigate this possibility through aggressive ISR, patrolling, preparation of secondary positions, maximizing use of terrain through prepared engagement areas, and effectively layering echelon defenses so that passage of lines are feasible forward and rearward. Units should consider branch plans that include rearward passage of lines to secondary prepared or alternate positions, using the strength of fortified buildings and company or greater strong points. While we expect civilians to remain neutral to helpful, infiltration of special purpose forces is expected, and so commanders should plan for irregular threat and insurgency risk reduction measures. Protect the populace, but seek to isolate and destroy forces disruptive to bases of support within the urban areas. The rivers and central mountain range in our AO provide naturally defensive terrain, so commanders should be careful to closely tie their defenses into this terrain and use restrictive land or water features to full effect, avoiding gaps or unobserved areas for the enemy to exploit. Upon transition to offensive operations, our civil affairs, MGO, security, and rear or support area forces will focus on reestablishing security and use feasible temporary governance teams with host nation support under the Coalition Provisional Authority until DOS and USAID can return and better support a replaced host nation governance system. Division. The Joint Force Commander has authorized Marine Corps elements from the Marine Division to support the Peninsular Port and Rail Defense. Our Division 3 in the West will focus on creating a mobile defense in depth from the Field Army northern boundary south to the river. From this Southern Division/BCT boundary, Marines will prepare riverine and sea forces south to and through the port, guarding Division 2's, in the provincial city, western flank. Our division will use the urban terrain and locks and Eastern Division boundary that crests the central mountain range, and we will maximize air corridors over land and sea to provide the Joint Force Air Component Commander with flexible close air support and air interdiction options, and supporting a permissive ground and naval gunfire environment. main battle areas should be well forward of urban population concentrations. We can expect a full initial required supply rate combat load for 90% of our units. But as fighting may continue through D plus 20 and beyond, controlled supply rates will become more restrictive. This will need to reflect in careful high-value target, target selection standards, and attack guidance focused on denying enemy penetration. Creative use of feints, military deception, and reconnaissance and security operations in your zones will help us economize forces should triggers for retrograde be necessary. Brigade Combat Team. Within Provincial City Z, MAGTAF 11 will defend the southern third of the city, creating strong point perimeter defenses around the port as the division's main effort. Close boundary and fire control measure coordination is critical here. To the northwest, our Striker Brigade will guard to provide early warning and targeting of bypassing enemy forces coming through Division 3's northwest coast axis of advance. Our Combined Arms Brigade will continue to improve the obstacle belt with Engineer Brigade support to the east of the high ground northwest of the city, and tie into our Infantry Brigade's Combined Arms and Anti-Tank Team forces in the city's northeastern sector. Our Fires and Aviation Brigades will use mobility and survivability displacement in the area east of the city to provide responsive fires in and through air corridors established to provide permissive aviation maneuver and cannon and artillery fires. Secondary positions planned within the city will only be used if units encounter aggregate 60% or greater losses. But we anticipate potential reinforcement from our westernmost sister Division 1 in order to prevent the port's capture. Information operations has resulted in up to 60% of the host nation populace in evacuating. But where possible, units need to facilitate non-combatant evacuation movement under locally available or commandeered transport to Army, Navy, and partner nation evacuation surface ships south of the port. From here, they will move across the sea to United Nations and Red Cross prepared refugee cities. Reassure civilians that once major combat operations have concluded, their property will be protected and the coalition will make every effort to repatriate them. Should irregular or special purpose enemy threat forces be encountered in the city, seek to isolate and destroy them. But do not rule out creating an avenue of limited duration evacuation. If necessary, use appropriate interior city line terrain and obstacles to remove them from their base of support, isolate them, and expose them to targeting. Branch plans should include possibilities of enemy defeat north of our AO by other supporting field army divisions, but also a clear transition to stability operations within Provincial City Z.